Okay. I don't know if I should apologize or whatever, but I was asked to go over this, and some people sent me, oh, it's Motzoi Shabbos, and then this, and whatever Shabbos, Motzoi Shabbos. And I worked in the halls, were coming back and forth the whole week, so I spent a lot of time working on this, okay? And I'm going to present to you Kiyat Hashem Atovola, okay? And it could be that next week will be the same thing, but Kachi Dach Matur, that, you know, that was the basic measures that I was brought up in, okay? Now, the point was not to ever put yourself in the cement because you said something yesterday. Okay? Now, the real question is, you know, you said, let's just start again. So this came from the fact that the Rambam is setting up a major principle over here without a proof, just a premise. And he says it like, you know, like nothing happened. He doesn't even say it. Like, you know, he's supposed to assume it. That there are four different types of mitzvahs. Okay? And those four types, okay, make different dvorim. And by making a different dvor, that by itself makes a different mitzvah. So you have two mitzvahs, one which is a deya, and the other which is basically a pu'ula. They're two mitzvahs. We talked about the issue of the maybe, and Avodah Zorah is a reflection of that, okay? And what I really want to focus is in Kriya Shema, okay? Avodah Zorah, Yeloch Eli Machim Apolei, Lo Tishtach. Now, let's go slowly. That's very clear again. And it really is the Rambam. And the truth is, thinking about it, I'm amazed that it actually got through. Okay, let's start a different way. Okay, I'll just start a different way. Okay, you know, and I was basically a shoshin shiur. Let's have a minyan mitzvah shiur at the beginning. Okay, open up to mitzvah say beis. Okay, you can open up. It doesn't make a difference. Mitzvah say beis. Okay. Now, it says like this. He atzivui, hu atzivui, shenitztavinu b'yedias hayichud. Okay, that's the proper translation of the Arabic. It's not amuna, it's yedias, like amunas v'deis of sadigan. Okay? V'hu sheneida shepola mitzias sibosu v'shere echod. That's not an issue achshav, but it means that Havaya, which existed before the world existed, that's the Sibos and Rishoina, and the Poel Metzias Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, that the Elokeinu only existed with the creation of Bereishis, with the creation of time, Bo Elokim, that the Poel Metzias, the Metzias Rishoina is Echon. V'omo Yis'ale, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echon. Okay? Now, do you see a mitzvah? He's telling them Pashtus is, he's telling them a Yediyah. Okay. And that might be the reason why the Aloch Zedolis and the Yechayim will say about that don't count it as a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is Lishma Yisrael. Okay, is Voyat Bo Moelim V'Yevim Shift Chabisechem. Okay. Now, what I thought, and this is what I'm amazed. I just want to show you the reading. Just read it. You don't think about it. I thought that Ram now is trying to prove that it's a mitzvah. That the whole discussion over here in Sefer Mitzvah is the proof that it's a mitzvah, correct? Okay. At the beginning, he defines what the mitzvah is. Now he's trying to prove what it is. So now, Uvurev ha-Midrashes, I never knew that Midrashes, unless Midrash Haloch, I'm not sure. Tim Soeim Oime Manas Liachin Eshmi, Amanas Liachdeni, or the Otsar Mitzrayim, whatever it is. V'habi begins there. The kavanah bedover there. Shlotzi onu mino abdus v'osa imonu mashu osa mina chesav atova. It was a great thing he did to us. El amanachi nia b'das hayichud. Okay. So that's a reason that it should be a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. You know, there are Yud-Gimel Ikim according to the Rambam. You say they're Das. And then they pointed out from the Rav said, you know, there's no Cheshem Alakecha, the Rambam counts in Yom Mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't count that one either. The Rambam doesn't count any. You know, the Rambam doesn't count that, doesn't count Achdus Hashem. So that's a reason it should be a Mitzvah, or that's you saying they're Das. There's a tzivui over here. You see something from the Matiki Ashmur that there's a tzivui over here? That was like a tonight. That's the reason why it took us out of Mitzrayim. It's just before we get started. I mean, the Ram starts an amazing thing, and people have that question. The Ramban accepted it also. The Ramban didn't. Okay. Then he goes on. El Amanash Shini Abdasi Yichud. Why? Lefi Shonu Mukhuyovim Bekach. So he gets his Alama over here, but, you know, that makes him to a tzivui, and that's what's going on. You know. Some would try to sell you this and say, you know, that this is what the British had told to Moshe. You know, okay, chesed. Then he goes on. Okay, now what does he want with this? Well, Bahavi Mekayim is, oh, here he has something. Okay, this is the first time he really has something. Well, Bahavi Mekayim is Eim Mitzvah Yichud. Okay, now. Try to find it, okay? It's what they call Yiddish Chatz Ezuchman, you know. So this before, we don't know what the Rambam wanted b'chawad. That's, you know, it's a nice little drasha, but we don't know what he wanted. These words tell you something, okay? But we don't know where they are. And he's very careful. B'halbe Mekaymus. See, I don't know why you need halbe. One's enough. B'halbe Mekaymus. And then he throws in, and the question is, what does he need this for? V'kirin le'mitzvah zu gam malchus. L'fi she'heim oimah g'dei l'kabu o malchus shamayim k'loima ahoda b'yichud v'yidiyasa. We'll see what these words mean, okay? We don't know what he wants for malchus. Is that anything? There's a reason to count as the mitzvah? And it's really counterintuitive, because the Talmud quotes this as we know, come papash shmal oim shmoya. So that's a reason to say that the mitzvah called malchus, which happens in mitzvah yichud. That's what he did here. So this, you know, excuse me, I'm not giving the Rambam grades, but you know, if a student of mine would hand this in as kilu of proof of mitzvah yichud, you know, I would say this needs a lot of work. You know, if you can postulate this line of Ahav Mekayim is Mitzvah Yichud, then it's great. Because the Matik Yeshmur, and that's the Rambam's thesis. Okay? But, you know, the question is, where are they? Okay? So that's what he has over here. So I'm just telling you walk around the Mitzvah of Mitzvah Yichud, I'm just telling you, you shouldn't be so complacent. You know, okay, say that. Now I'll start the shiur. Okay, that's about, you know, it's an amazing thing. You see, because before, when he talks to Nuch Hashem Alokecha, he had the same problem. I showed Seichim Eretz Yisrael. But there we have the Gemara in Makis, that the Gemara says that there were two mitzvahs that they heard from the Bereshit. So the Matik Yashmur say there's a mitzvah of Hashem Elokecha. I, the Bahad disagrees, it's not my issue. But the second one, the Chayil, is not poshut at all. Okay? That's just the start. Okay? Fair? Okay. Unless you think you know it's kefira, I don't know. Now,
the lashon shma
yisrael
can't be interpreted as
kefira. You know something? It can be, okay. And I can tell you that it is, okay. But when I say shma, it means to come in here, okay. And we don't know that it's a tzivui to say anything, okay. And the truth is, the way it's recorded in the Rambam in the discussion between Yaakov Avinu and the Bonov, L'chor the Shema Yisrael is a portion. Listen to me, you know, because I'm going to tell you about the Yichud Yichud. It's not tzivui. They're not being besavet to Yaakov Avinu or anything.
I was just thinking, maybe the Rambam understood that was his principal argument is that pasuk. This is a pasuk. This pasuk is mefurish. It's a tzivui.
Okay, it could be anything. Okay. But when the Torah says Shema, if you look at the word Shema in the Torah, Haskesu Shema, okay, there's a mitzvah there. So I'm not sure that the word Shema Yisrael, Shema, tells you anything, okay? Okay. And it could be you're right, the Rambam assumed like that, okay? But the Rambam assumed like that, you don't need this whole thing over here. It's overkill. So, you know, if that's what it says, so what more do you need? So I would assume the Rambam is working very hard because it's not clear to all that that's what it is. It's not clear. So the question is, how have you made it clearer? Except by saying the word the mitzvah, except the word mitzvah yichud, that how we proclaim it, but you don't know where they are. You're saying that, well, okay, I'm sorry to do this, but you know, this is how we have to learn to save our mitzvahs. Okay, now let's continue. Now, l'chera, this clearly is the idea, because he says later, v'zeh shehi tetzaveinu lizbo be'ezedeya k'goyin mashin itztavinu lizbo be'ediyas ha'yichud. That's his translation. Or ashkofas, or terashkofas, ri'i, is out. I got it, two Arabic words, but it's talking about a yidiyah that's written ashkofa. Okay, very good. L'cheira, this is a deya. And that's what he says. It's from deyas. The mitzvah Krishma is not a deya. It's an amir and a dibur, correct? Correct? Okay. Now, l'cheira, the mitzvah of yidiyah is tamidus. The mitzvah of Krishma is pam bayon. It's a dibur, and it's an amira, okay, amira, and it has times, and the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem is beyond time, okay, it's constant. And l'chir, the Shema Yisrael, I guess, means Yediyah Amuka, and I guess it also, the question is, after everything said, the Rambam's going to have a tzimut, where it comes, we have to know. Okay. Now, if you're going to make a case of Shema Yisrael, okay, you're going to have a problem. Because Shema Yisrael is left out in the Minyan HaKotzer. This is Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And he also leaves it out in Mishneh Torah. So, it's Ikar Chosam HaSefer. You're leaving out the Tzibur. But, you know, it's okay. But that's just the idea. Okay? That's what he says. The Minyan HaKotzer says liyachdeni beis liyachdeni liyachdoi shenemal Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hilchos Yisrael Teir Perek Arba Halacha Zayin Eloka ze echod hu v'eino shnayim v'lo yesar shnayim ela echod v'chule v'yidiyas dover ze. It's the end of the halacha. Mitzvah say shenemal Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So, if you're basing your argument on Shema Yisrael, you're not doing well. Okay, let's continue. Next, okay. Okay, Beseda? That's a valid point. You would just want to rewrite the Rambam.
I'm not familiar with the Rambam's purpose there in the minyan is giving the mokor, or is just saying what it is?
What is called psukim?
He's going to the pasuk saying, what is the mitzvah? It's not minayin that is a mitzvah.
Okay,
I don't know anything.
Yeah, okay, good. Say it, whatever you like. Okay, say it. I don't, but you see, they don't know, you don't know that it's Yediyah. You don't know anything. You just know that, God is what? So what does that tell you? You dance in your head, you sing it, well, what do you do? Liyachdoi. Say it, okay. Noshim l'chayra achayavos. Noshim oy achayiv in the mitzvahs ayichud. Right? Because the Rambam in his Hakidoma, or we call it Hakidoma, whatever it is, after Sherish Yudalit, says, V'od azkir es hamitzvahs she'en l'chayva al noshim. Bein shihi asei. And that's what he's going to do in Minyan HaMitzvahs. And I told you once, well, if I didn't tell you once, I'm telling you now, Yitzur, there'd be a tzivif manovi. There would be zman grom. He would tell people to blow their nose at 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay, excuse me, I'm just making something that sounds very silly, but it's clearly the time, okay? Would Noshim be chayiv in that? So I would tell you, definitely yes. Because the Rambam is listing in these things, Efshir is your Dalit, because Teira is that Nevuah. In Teira, there's Asay and Loisase, Kores, Malkus, Misle Shemayim, Mrs. Bezdin, okay? There's also different dinim. This mitzvah is noigin chutz laaretz. This mitzvah is noigin eretz Yisrael. This mitzvah is this mitzvah noshim achayevus. This mitzvah noshim anat chayev. So that's why, to show you noshim anat chayev, that clearly is part of the whole seder of the prote dinim of a mitzvah. That's what Torah meant. That part of the mitzvah. Okay. Now. And the Minyan Mitzvah says it clearly in Mitzvah Yud. He should see Boro Liko Kriyeshma Bacho Yoim Alves Vashachis. Vu Omo Yisale Vidibalta Bo. Vishiptach Vaisecho Vachule Vishach Bokumecho. Ukfa Hisbaru Mishpate Mitzvah Zu Mesechis Bochis. Vishom Hisbaru Shakriyeshma Daraise Vachule U Mitzvah Zu Eina Noshim Chayobis Bo. As you would have expected. Now, let's continue. Now, next. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos mentions the word about Malchus only Mitzvah Beis. Doesn't say anything about Malchus and Mitzvah Yud. It's very clear. When you look at the Pirush HaMishnah, that the mitzvah Kriyishma is the mitzvah of Kriya. And all you need in the Pasuk Rishon is that it shouldn't be Kavon Lagia, but it should be Kavon to read it. As the Ram says in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, the Omru im ke in kivin liboy what's on the skavin liknois. He had in mind to read. It didn't just come out, it's not a misasik bealmo, but he had in mind to read. If he's magia and it happens to come out of his mouth, that is not considered kriya. Lefi she'efsha shu magia hanikud v'lo niskaven l'kriyas ha'parsha. So I'm not sure exactly. It's very interesting. Kriyas ha'parsha. Okay. I don't know why it's ha'parsha in singular. There's a lot, but that's not getting involved in that. Whether in Pirush Mishnayos, he's talking about what exactly the issue, I don't know, but that's really relevant to me. Okay? Okay, right. Thank you. Now, the Omru Yotza, Pirush Yotza, the Chavos, maybe it's a B'dev, but I don't know. The Mai says all you need is Kavodah's Kriya. Kriya's a parasha, okay? Let's say it had Kavodah to read this Pasuk and not that Pasuk. It had Kavodah to read this Pasuk and then it had Kavodah to read that Pasuk. I'm not sure what would happen. Kriyas HaParash. But that, you know, we have to understand what that means. Okay? The same. Now, V'chit. Okay. In Hilchos Kriyas Shema Perek Beis Aloch Aleph, also Kriyas Shema V'lokim Nedlibo V'Pasuk Rishon Shu Shema Yisrael Lo Yotze Lechavosa V'asha Im Lo Kiva Yotze Afilo Yekore B'Tore Kedalko O Magi HaParash Yisrael Elu Bi Oynas Kriyas Shema Kriya Po Yotze V'hu Shekive Libo V'Pasuk Rishon. So it means Kavona Lagia is not Kavona's Kriya. And you need Kavanas Kriya for Pasuk Rishon. That's what it is. Pirush Mishnayis, Mishnah Torah, very clear. Well, nothing more than that.
The
mitzvah
is one Pasuk
of the mitzvah? I didn't say that. You said that.
I mean.
The mitzvah is, according to the Rambam, in Mishnah Torah, the mitzvah is Gimel Parashas. And Sefer Mitzvah doesn't tell you what it is.
And even though you're Misasik and the rest of the Gimel Parashas?
It doesn't make a difference. You're Kere. But there's a peculiar Kriya needed in Pasuk Rishon, which we have to try to understand. Okay? That makes it very interesting, doesn't it? But the Rambam is, we'll see. Okay, let's say that. As I just wanted to give you, I mean, everyone says Torah, they start saying Marasim and Torah Shema, they start saying Torah. I just want to just get, you know, just put the things the way they are. Okay? We're okay? So for anything controversial? Okay. I mean, the Amitzah. Okay. And I told you, the Chayyah is not a Mitzvah of Days. A Mitzvah of Days, you have to be Koyu B'chal. And of Abban Agamim also clearly says like there's a Tshuvas. It's Kofi Yudalim. Aval HaKoyri Atzmoy Ein Dino Chomo Mekoyi Kriyishma V'im Kivin Libo Likleis Abad Mishal Kivin Latzeis Yotza. It means even further, you don't have Kavonah to be Mitzvah Kriyishma. You have to be Kavonah to be Koyi in the Parasha. Okay? I'm not sure how we use the Parasha, because all you need the Kabbalah's key is a little bit of Pasuk after. I'm not getting involved in that. I understand everyone Klech key is over here. But this is what we have. Okay, let's go on. So again, he only says by Mrs. Hayichud the issue of Malchus. V'koyin le'mitzah zu Malchus le'fi she'im oimim k'dei le'kab olav o Malchus shamayim. Kloima ahoda biyichud vidiyase. Ahoda biyichud vidiyase. So again, we don't know the Kabbalah's Moshe Shemayim might be an issue in Mitzvah Yichud, nothing to do with Mitzvah Kriyishma. And it just might be a reason to say that Parshas, but it doesn't necessarily tell us anything about Kriyishma. That's the Makabesh, the Matikya Shmu says the Seyda Pash, we know nothing. Okay, now next. What is Ahoydo'o B'yichud? Just the translation word, Ahoydo'o B'yichud V'yidiyos. What's Ahoydo'o? So the Ahoydo'o over here is not to thank God. It's a basically to stamp of truth that this is true. Okay?
Affirm.
Very good, affirm. It's an affirmation. Okay? And that is the pirush of this Arabic word over here, al-akrar. It's an affirmation. But l'chera, this hodor is not a verbal hodor, it's an ishur, believe. Okay? Where did this come from? What does the Gamam want? Because the mitzvah is yediyah. So l'chera is a shurim in yediyah. So the question is, this expression in Malchus, l'kabul olov o mach shemayim, there's something personally he's doing. And the Ram learned that if he's not affirming it, then he's missing something. And he's adding on that this idea of Malchus gives new dimensions and vistas and new shi'uim in what the Yediyah is. It's Yediyah which comes together the affirmation. Okay? Now, this is Mufurish. Okay, Derech Agav. It was Neda to me this week, and I had a lot of hanof from it, that Rav Shapsi Kohen Tzedek, the Baal HaShach, was a sefer on Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay? And I'll quote to you a part of it. It says, L'yachdoi B'leiv. When he defines what the mitzvah Shema Yisrael is in Parshas Veschanan, liyach dei b'leiv.
Not b'divo.
It's not necessary. It's liyach dei b'leiv. You can scream, you can do whatever you want, but the important thing is what's in your leiv. Liyach dei b'leiv. Okay. Now, see, I would have said.
So that's he's defining the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kriyishma?
No, not Kriya Shema, he's talking about the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael Hashem El Kenesh Shemach. There's a different mitzvah. Two mitzvahs after as Be'ahavto, and the mitzvah after is mitzvah Kriya Shema in his Parshas Veschana. This is not the mitzvah Kriya Shema. This is the mitzvah Yichud. Okay? Okay? I'm not doing anything. Okay? I'm saying that. So far, so good. Okay.
Is the idea applicable to a life?
Okay. The Chochmah said, and what you know, you'll find many times that the seat of machshava is in the heart. We don't talk about brains, okay? But say let's not get involved in this, okay? Okay, come on, I can talk to you about this. Okay, this is not an issue. Now next, okay? Now okay, now you got me confused. Now that we have this. So then you can ask yourself, okay, so it's coming out that the Malchus, what really the issue of Malchus is concerned, is telling you a new dimension, this idea. There's an issue. And it's believed. So then, you have to, we'll come back to this later, maybe at the end a little bit, you have to look at the Gemara Brachos, and your Gimel Rebbeis, Tan Rabbana Shema Yisrael Hashem El Kenesh Echad, Zu Kriya Shema, Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi. Omalei, Rav, L'Rabbi Chia, Loi Chazinalei, L'Rebbe, D'Makabalei, Malchus Shamayim. Omalei, Bapachsi, B'Shor Shema V'Yod V'Alponov, Makabalei, Malchus Shamayim. Okay? So this becomes a little strange, because if the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shema Shema do with Kriya Shema, okay, and Bechlal the mitzvah Kriya Ba'alma Lo Chazina LeRebid Mekabel Amach Shemaim becomes very strange. So I was only wondering that maybe the Rambam, at least the Sefer Mitzvahs, learned that what Rebbe was doing was Liachdoi. And maybe the truth is, I would have said that this is the kavon of liyachdoi, that it's the hoidah plus the idea, and that's what he wants in the minyan hakotzer, where he says liyachdoi. But I'm not sure. Okay.
Well, what does that do with Krishna then?
I'm not talking. I'm talking in the midst of Yichud Hashem. That's what's going on over here. Maybe according to Rebbe, because according to what happened, just what I'm trying to do, okay, what I'm trying to do is look at the Rambam's favorite reference. Rebbe was part of the Kriya Shema for whatever reason it was. Okay, the question: what was he doing? And especially, listen, we'll come back to this. I don't want to get involved. Especially according to Ram, the Gibbur Pasha, the Raisa. You know, what happened over here? I'm not getting, okay, we'll worry about that. Let's not, just. Okay. But you see, if you're working in the frame of reference that the Ram goes out of his way and puts the word Malchus in the midst of Miyichud, and the Gemara is talking again, where do you see there is Mekabel Amach Shemayim? So, you know, so what do you want? On the other hand, it becomes very strange, because we don't understand why we have to see someone Mekabel Amach Shemayim, because the Chariyah, it's a constant thing, and there's no time period. And what's going on? Why did he have to? Why do you have to see such a thing? You know, even if you do this, it becomes very strange. Continue. Similarly, the Gemara Brachos, and you give him a base, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yosef Kamei, the Rebbe, Chiba Rabba, Chazia, the Havim Marich Tuva, Omele Kivan, the Amlichte, Lamaila, Ulamato, Uli Abba Luchais, Tulot Sochs. So, what is this? This is a problem, because L'Chayr, this part is suddenly talking about Krishma. And we don't know L'Chayla, he's the middle of Krishma. See, Rebbe, you can play around with it, okay? But we don't know over here what happened, according to the Ram and Sefer Mitzvahs, because the Inyan of Yichud the Inyan of Malchus L'chol is only limited to Yichud Hashem. So we don't know what happened in this Gemara. Correct? Okay, good. To say that. So that's what we have in the Rambam. That's very clear. Correct? The two separate mitzvahs and Shalom Yisrael. We remember last time that the Reim, I think I pointed this out to you, basically the Reim follows the Bahag, okay, who he calls the Yehudoi Goyim, and the Siyam of the Sefer Reim, he writes, Siyamti mitzvahs tolisein, kashay sakti batzas daiti, v'chashavtim kashay motzosim b'sefer Rav Yehudoi Goyim. The Chachmei Ashkenaz held the Rav Bahag Rav Yehudoi Goyim, not Rav Shimon Kaira. V'kolaltim b'alba meyais v'shishim, shishim v'alba, ki b'kam ha-makoyim is kolalti shtayim kach. I'm not getting involved. He doesn't have parashas. All the tayag are in these. Okay? I'm not getting involved in this. Okay? Whatever it is, that's what it is. Correct? And he holds that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Kriyishma, and you're supposed to, and you have to mekabel omach shemayim in Kriyishma, and the Yichud Hashem, and Kriyishma is all one mitzvah. Okay? So I assume the idea of Yidi, I'm not sure what happens over here, but you know, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a Kriya. And it happens to be the parasha, because the parasha describes how you read this Kriyishma. That's what he does. Okay. So the Rambam is setting up this principle with Yediyah and Kriya, sets up two mitzvahs. We don't know where this Yediyah became a mitzvah b'chal, okay? We don't know how it happened, but it happened, okay? Mitzvah Yichud, okay? And the Halachas HaDolos, the Yireim, don't have it. Correct? You can ask whatever you like, you know.
I would have thought that if you want to prove that these Arba and Yonim...
Who are we? The Rambam?
If Rabbi Ilson wants to...
I don't want to prove anything. I have no axe here.
But Rabbi Ilson is claiming that the Rambam's four categories are reasons to machalik something to different mitzvahs.
You're something independent of everything. You have one of two approaches over here. The Rambam's telling you Lukuti Dias HaTerah, about, you know, the Goyim have it like this, and have it like, in the middle of Shurish tests, and there's no reason at all to say it over here.
I understand why one would want to say okay. It. I understand why one would say it. But on the other hand, if you want to prove that point from Kriya Shema and Hebrew,
I'm not proving it. I never meant to prove it. I just said that a priori, if, usually I don't like to learn like this, okay, but the Rambam is making a premise. I did prove, if you noticed, in the way the Rambam says the Lashon later, that this is what he did. I did what I said it two shulim ago. I can read it again if you need it, okay? The Rambam seems to say this himself, okay?
Then what?
That the volume of machalik and mitzvahs. Because, you know, first of all, as I told you two shulim ago, the Rambam defines the mitzvahs as the volume, and he calls it abor dvorim. Why would he use the same word if it has nothing to do, and a different dovah is a different mitzvah? So, you know, what does he want? So, if he didn't mean this, he's, you know, it's mad. At the beginning of the Sherish, he's talking about Dvorim, he tells you the Shtekel Teira, you know. Now, then, you know, you have to close the books and say, forget about the Rambam, correct? Forget about it before we get started.
But I would expect, if this is going to be an application of the Rambam's principle, if this will be an application...
That
Kriya Shema and Yichud are demonstrating this principle.
I'm not saying, I didn't say that demonstrated. I said that if you accept this principle, you can understand that it's two separate mitzvahs. But I'm not saying, I'm not demonstrating the principle. The principle...
You could understand it's two separate mitzvahs independent of the principle.
You have to ask yourself why, because you have to explain yourself.
Because, I mean, once we're talking about that the Kriya Shema has nothing to do with the Yediyah, so it's a different story altogether.
Okay. Say that. You know, it could be like that, but it could be that it's only because of that that Yediyah is one category and Kriya is another category, so it couldn't be. So the question is, where are you coming from? Is it because this is Kriya and this is Yediyah, therefore it's like that? Which I can imagine such a thing. Or it could be that the reason why Kriya, like Kriya Shema,
let Kriya be a Yediyah through the Kriya, and it's still separate.
But that's not Kriya. That's not it's Yedir.
Like the Urim. Why couldn't it be like the Urim? It would be a separate mitzvah.
No, because Yedir means, according to the Rambam, it's an intellectual awareness which I'm ready to debate, and I feel I'm ready to win the debate. Kriya means reading, okay? Which is a whole different story. So the Rambam, it could be even more than that, that the fact that this is Kriya and this is Yedir, that itself makes it a different mitzvah. That the element you're saying, why would you say it's one? Because there's no element of Yedir over here. I would tell you the fact that this is clear, that Gufa made that there's no element of Yedir there. I can flip it. And that's Gufa what the Ram did. But I don't know that. It could be. But if it's true, it's major. Right? Okay, can I go on? And it could be that's cool for what happened over here, and that's how the Rambam knew to throw Malchus into Yichud, because if it's a Shurim and Yedir, it can't have anything to do with Krishma. You know, I can flip anything else. You flip it this way, I can flip it the other way. And I think the way I flipped it is more Mastab than the Rambam. But I don't know, I can't tell you for sure. That's why I wouldn't say it. But if you say your way, I would say the opposite. Okay, now, next, we say now we have that. Now is the next step. So the kitzi is Kriyishma, according to the Reim, is a bir on when and how you have Yichun Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. It's V'hoyu Advom Eila She'onochim Mitzavcho V'shinantum L'vavshivtcho V'esechov L'chadar. The parsha is a bir on when and how you are Mekabel Or Shemayim and Yachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for some reason, we should understand why the mitzvah is the key of the whole parasha. Okay? Correct? But Kriyishma according to Ram is not a beer. Eichu Moshe Mekabel Or Shemayim like the Reim. Befrat in Mishneh Torah, the mitzvah of Kriyishma is three parashas. We don't know in Sefer Mitzvahs, but Mishneh Torah, we know that. Because it says in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph Beis, Pamayim B'chol Yoyim, Koren Kriyishma Be'er V'boike, Shneem V'shach U'lech 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 telling what the mitzvah is. Shema Avoyim Shema Avoyim. Okay, next. However, what I want to do is try to point out that the Rambam Mishneh Torah is a whole different approach. Okay? Let's now take Mishneh Torah. What I did was I read the Sefer Mitzvahs and I told you, okay, good. Now, let's take Mishneh Torah. The Rambam doesn't mention Malchus at all in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, and Hilchos Yesodei Torah is the place where he talks about the Mitzvah Yichud. So like this, Elokaze Perik Avol Chazayin Echod Hu V'Yenu Shnayim V'Lo Yeseh Al Shnayim El Echod V'Yediz Dov Azeh Hu Mitzaseh Shneimo Hashem Elokeinu Shem Echod. And the whole issue of Malchus is not mentioned in Yisrael Torah. He only mentioned Chus Kriyishma. Isn't that interesting? And I'll read to you. Let's read Perik Aleph. Start from Halacha Dalet. Maybe Dalet is better. Hakoy Kriyishma, Kshugoyim a Posek Rishon, Oyim a Belachash, Bruch Shen Kvoyim Malchus Olam Voed. V'chayze v'koyre k'dalke, V'achta es Hashem Elokecha Atzeifa. V'lom a Kerin Kein, The kriya has to be like this. Little kriya and kain. Miserisi vedenu shebeshor shekovat yankei rovino es bondo b'mitzrayim b'shor b'shas misos tzivom v'zirzom al yichur Hashem. V'shor lo yisom v'yomer lehem bonai shema yesh b'chem psilis mi she'eino oimei imi b'yichur Hashem ki'inyin she'omal longu Moshe Rabbeinu pen yesh b'chem ish o isho onu kulam v'yomu shema yisrael Hashem elkeinu Hashem echad kloima shema mimenu avinu Yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad posach hazok v'yomu kol she'en gvod machzorah lefichu no kol Yisrael lo yim eshevach shishivach bo Yisrael hazok in acha posach zeh. So excuse me, so what happens is, and he quotes this din, the Ram quoted the Gemara of Loma Higdimu Pasha Shema Levoi Mishmoya in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Beis, in Mitzvah Yichud, right? The Ram quotes it in Mishneh Torah Nechos Kriyashma, because Sheyesh Bo Yichud Hashem. So what the Rambam does is an amazing thing. He adds the element of Yichud Hashem to Kriyishma in Mishneh Torah, and he still keeps it as two separate mitzvahs. And then he does even more. So this whole story about Yichud Hashem and the whole story of Yaakov Avinu is Hilchos Kriyishma. It's halacha Hilchos Kriyishma. But even though that's true, it's still the aloha kreishma for the kimu libo pasach rishu shma yisrael lo yosei chavosa v'asha v'afilu hoi kore b'teire k'dako oi magi es ha-parshis ko eilu bonus kreishma yotze v'hu shekimu libo pasach rishu. But it's not come on his yichud. He has a whole shmooze, two halochas before a yichud, but all you need is come on his kriya, and only for the first pasach. Continue.
It would be even if you have more than Kavonas Kriya, which is just to read the words, but you have Kavona Pshuto Shal Mikro, doesn't refer to Israel the father, refers to Israel the nation.
Then he says, of what position, you know, barbosa halve venu yochel is hape al tzidoi oishe echoilo noite ma'at le tzidoi v'koi misho v'koire. But he has to be al tzidoi. Can't be imut. Misho le mahalich al gaglov oim im posik risho v'ashav koi vu malach. He has to stand for the first posik. He has to stand. And he has to be koire. Kavon is koire. Then he continues. Vasha kovu hu mahalach. Hoye yoshen mitzayin oise mi'irin oise at shikah posuk rishon. Kam ve'elchem tzos hashena ein mitzayin oise. Another din at posuk rishon. Mi shehoye oise m'locha mafsik at shikah parshi kul shona v'chein umnim. Teilen parshi v'shena kovu da'oke v'chule. Okay, say that. Then he does something like this. Listen to this halacha. You can't have a kriyas, he says, HaKuri kriyashma lo yumos be'enov, lo yikolit b'sfosov, lo yira be'etz boisov, yiro be'etz boisov, kidei shalo tiye kriyas arayi, v'imosa kein, avu pishi, yotzei chavosoi, avi ze maguna. Maguna. V'tzoch l'dakti v'chul, v'tzoch l'dakti b'yosi yisov, v'yino dikli yotzei. Keta yedaktik v'chulei v'tzoch laharich bedalis shel echod kidei sheam licheu b'ashamayim u'ba'oretz u'ba'ar b'ruches. Like in the middle of nowhere came out Malchus Shamayim. But you notice something, okay? If he doesn't do it, his yetzer. So it means the machshava, the kavona. I would tell you the kavona sayichud and the kavona of Malchus Shamayim is a chaloshem in the mitzvah krish in this kriya pasuk risha. And it could be the reason why it has to have kavona kriya. And okay, it has to be be'amida, not be'alicha. You can imagine such a kavona, but it's not likuva. It's an amazing thing. It's not likuva. Correct? So the question only is it crazy to suggest that the Rambam has backed off from the approach in Sefer Mitzvahs as making mitzvah beis as a mitzvah malchus and yichud in mitzvah beis and mitzvah kriyishma in mitzvah yud as a mitzvah kriya ba'alma and in Mishneh Torah where he adds the element, the inyan, the chaloshem of yichud and malchus in the mitzvah kriyishma. So I would say it's not crazy, you know. If my life will be based on it, I would assume the Rambam does it, but I can't tell you for sure. But that's what the Halacha is. That's what I was taught to read the Rambam, that the Halacha seemed to point in that direction. Okay? I'm just trying, you know, I'm trying no axe to go. No. Now, next. Now, in fact, my Rebbe, when he said a shtickle Torah about the Rambam on Sos Hashena, he said it in the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyishma. Okay? Vasheh Denira. Okay, he writes. In Igus Hagrid, in Hilchos Kriyishma. Or he's Aleph. He says, Vasheh Denira, the Afilishit is a Rambam, the Kogiron Pashas, Haman the Reiser, Mikobukum Ike, Bekriyas Haposik Rishon, Kim Shokabos Omar Roshamayim, Denicha Bemitzis Kriyishma. V'yesh mitzvah kriyishma shtei chaloisim. Chalois kiyum kabolus anol shamayim. V'zeh neem orach ha-posik rishon. De'im kol ha-posik zeh yoytze dey chavosoy. Choyvas kabolus omar shamayim aydeh amirus ha-posik rishon. And he splits it. There's a chaloshem kriya. Midereisa. Even though gimu pasha likuva. That's the whole Gimel Parshas. Okay. Say that. Now, the Rav did two things here, okay, which are chidushim, okay, because you have to say by reading pasuk rishon, the kiyum of kabbalas on shemayim, even though he has kabbalas kriya, which becomes very strange. Because the person is sleeping and he just the Kabbalah's Kriya and Shomar Yisrael. There's certainly an Indian of Yichud and Kabbalah's Mashmah and the Pasuk Rishon, but it's not Likuva. You just have to read it in a way that you can imagine.